You can find it right here on The Shooting Bench. Coming up next.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall.
You need The Shooting Bench.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline.
And I am sick of the lies and the deceit and the intrusions on my privacy and the invasion of my home. And we do not intend to take this lying down.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way.
And now, if you think you're ready, The Shooting Bench.
The views expressed in the following broadcast are not necessarily those of Just Measures Radio or the owners or sponsors thereof. Any and all mention of laws, ordinances, or policies are not to be construed as legal advice or necessarily all-inclusive. The listener bears all responsibility in verifying this information. Be advised that this broadcast may be inflammatory to those with thin skin, lymph wrists, and room temperature IQs. Furthermore, the statements expressed by the host may contain information known to the state of California to inspire free thinking and may promote unexpected growth of testicles and backbone. Listener discretion is advised.
Alrighty, here we are, safe and sound back in Arizona. Welcome to The Shooting Bench. It's the 17th of December, and boy, this has been quite the trip here. We've made it back. Let's see. Stand by a minute. All right, got it. Let's see. Let me see who all is in the chat room here. I need to put another notice in here. I was trying to get some get this shared on Facebook a little bit and try to direct people over to our new temporary site here while we have been getting things organized, and had a little trouble on the old site there. Stand by just a second. Let me see if I can get this done here. There we go. All right. Here we go. Okay, lots of stuff to talk about tonight. We've got to let me start out here by reading a short, well-known scripture for you. This is John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Well, this isn't exactly a friend, but I guess it is too. There's a TV host in China that got pregnant. Her biggest aspiration in life was to be a mom, and she said she put in 14-hour days, never complained. I mean, she just put everything she could do into the job. As soon as she got pregnant, all that come to a kind of an understanding there. Then she put all of her attention over to her unborn child. And so when she was, you know, late stage, pretty well into it there, she found out she had womb cancer. And she opted to go on without the chemo to protect the baby. And the newspaper says in September she gave birth to a 3.3-pound Neonian. That's the name of the baby. 2 months early by C-section, after which doctors tried to remove her tumor and began chemo, but it was too late. She died Wednesday on the baby's 100th day, on Neonian's 100th day. That's a traditional Chinese celebration for whatever reason after the baby's been alive for 100 days. She died on that day. And so that's this has nothing to do with what we usually talk about on the shooting bench, but I just happened to catch that story, and I thought, how awesome is that? To give your life to make sure that your baby is safe, healthy, and I thought that was just a great story. She, her choices have a lot of back and forth in here online with some people saying she did a wonderful thing, others saying that she should have tried harder to stay alive. One person in the comment said she's a goddess and a great mother. Rest in peace. And the other one said, it's not a beautiful thing if a child is born with no care and love from its natural mother, leaving a little life alone in the world, such a heartless mother. Now, that is the most asinine. That is China's version of a libtard right there, of a liberal idiot. That's exactly what that is. That was the greatest, most unselfish thing that a human being could possibly do. And the husband said that said her biggest wish had been to be a mom. She chose to save our child. She understood that not everything in life can be perfect, and she said she'd never regretted her decision. So there you go. I thought that was a neat story. Okay, let me stand by here just a second. Let me get, I got to go back and forth. I got to stop some of the back and forth by switching this over to here, and we'll be set. There we go. How's that? Does that look better to you guys?
Oh, in the world, such a...
Oh, hush. Okay, Indiana Bones made it in there. Long time no hear from. Glad you made it in here. Who else we got? Let me see what some of our folks here. Desert Rat, Concretin, DeTinker, Doc Mini, Mother Earth, Northwest Heavy, Indiana Bones, Chucker, One Anonymous. We're a little slim on chat participants right now because we kind of had a little trouble with the other site, so we got a temporary one here. So we'll get all this put together here shortly. and stand by, I got another deal. Man, I'm getting all kinds of news in here tonight. All right, I'll let them figure that out. I got to go to, let's see, here we go. I got it while it's still fresh on my mind. We got to talk about this story. ABC actually covered, I saw that lady out there at the rally and found out she was from, not ABC, the Associated Press, AP. And actually, they didn't do too bad a job. It's a pretty short story. They didn't do much, but they did put a video on with it. And the title says, hundreds in Olympia to protest new state gun law. And this was on the 13th. But in the body of the story here, it said, thousands of gun rights advocates are rallying outside the Capitol to protest a new expanded gun background check law in Washington state. Saturday's protest is called the I Will Not Comply rally, and those attending say they will openly exchange firearms in opposition to the state's new voter-approved universal background check law, Initiative 594. The law, which took effect on December 4th, requires background checks on all sales and transfers, including private transactions and many loans and gifts. Exceptions include emergency gun transfers concerning personal safety, gifts between family members, antiques, and loans for hunting. Now, I don't think that's entirely factual. That's not what I get out of it. But anyway, planned speakers at the rally include Ammon Bundy, one of the sons of Cliven Bundy, the Southern, you know who Ammon Bundy is. And that's all it says. It didn't mention anything about any of the other speakers or the guy that organized it and put it together. So, but it wasn't bad either. So they didn't say a bunch of, they didn't neuter it with false numbers or anything. So it came out okay. And if you look at, go down and look at some of the comments. The very first one says, not entirely sure what Bundys have to do with a Washington state law that violates unconstitutional rights, or constitutional rights. And these people still just flat do not understand. They still think that the Bundy Ranch standoff was about cows and turtles and taxes and ranch land and BLM land and this, that, and the other. It was about rights. It was about taking away a family's livelihood with unconstitutional laws. And they didn't comply. That was the first I will not comply rally right there. And so we all know how that turned out. I can't help but think that these government agencies are going to grow weary of this before long, and there'll be some kickback here. We'll see what happens, man. All right, let's go down the line here, no particular order. I don't know if you guys saw this story, but this was this most ridiculously stupid thing I've ever seen. Michelle Obama claims that she experienced racism during a visit to a Target store. Now, number one, I have a hard time believing she went to Target anyway, but anyway, I guess she did. What happened was some lady asked, excuse me, please, Michelle Obama's 5'11". I didn't know they could stack crap that high, but that, I guess that they've got it balanced pretty well. But the lady asked her, excuse me, can you reach that box for me up on the top shelf? So this idiot woman, your idiot first lady, said that she felt, and you know it's a damn lie, she... Hey, Iowa 1911, man, long time no see. You know she's lying, but she has to put it out there to kind of develop a kinship, I guess, with the Ferguson protesters and all these others out there. She said she felt like she was you probably heard the... somebody confused Obama with a valet at a hotel out there in the last day or two. Heard him talking about it on Rush today. I don't know the whole story to that. But Michelle Obama thought she felt like just because she was black that she was some kind of that this woman picked her out of the crowd there because she was felt that she was a worker or a slave or something. Hey, reach up there and hand me that box. That's not what was said at all. The lady said, excuse me, could you reach that box for me up on the top shelf? And so Michelle thought that was racist. If there was ever a scratch your head moment, a facepalm moment, this is it. Please feel free. Do it now. There you go. It would seem these people, there's something desperately wrong with these people. It would seem to me that it would be horribly embarrassing to even consider such a stupid idea. I'm trying to think of something else here. Believe it or not, I'm a little tired here. I put about 3,400 miles on that truck in a week. We had 1,500 up there, 1,500 back, and probably 3,500 or 3,600 in, let's see, I left out of here Wednesday night, and this is Wednesday. Yeah, it was exactly 7 days right now. So, anyway. Yeah, it was because she's tall, Mother Earth. That's all it was. The lady's 5'11" tall. And this other lady was probably a little more normal height of, what do you think, 5'2", 5'4", something like that. Could you reach that for me? What do you think I am, your slave or something? Go get a ladder. Go get somebody that works here. Instead of just saying, well, sure I could. Unbelievable. And I don't know the whole story. I wish I'd have thought to grab it before the show started. That would be Obama being confused as a valet. That is precious right there. That's as good as it gets. Oh, dear. All right. Let's see here. I'm going to kind of... Oh, here's a good one for you. Are you going to bed? Oh, man. Are you going to be awake when I get in? Yes, you are. One way or another. In Arizona, we had a recount. And there was a gal running, Republican running back during the election. And she has now been, after a recount, has been declared the winner of the last congressional race, giving the Republicans the largest House majority in 83 years when the new Congress convenes next month. She beat out her Democratic incumbent opponent by 167 votes. Third contest between them in 3 years. The guy that she beat had been a staffer for Gabriel Giffords when he and her were wounded during that thing in 2011, that deal in Tucson. Anyway, so I thought that was kind of neat. It's not the, McSally is her name, the first U.S. female Air Force combat pilot. Outstanding. Won this rematch in a year in which the GOP made big gains across the country. The results of the mandatory recount means Republicans will hold their largest House majority since the administration of President Herbert Hoover, controlling 247 seats to 188 for Democrats. Jolly good show, I'd say. There's some more on there about who won what, but we don't care about all that. I just thought I'd throw that in there for you. Let's see. Oh, I need to let you know, what was that noise? Oh, here we go. We've got the combat medic class coming up here a week from this coming weekend, the 27th and 28th, weekend right after Christmas. This is going to be an amazingly priced class here. But you can only get it in one way and one way only, and that is go to our website, go to theshootingbench.us, go to the store, and click on the combat medic class there. It's real easy to pick out. There's not that many things in the store. And you'll need to put the code in. What is it? Victor Charlie Mike. VCM, uppercase VCM, Victor Charlie Mike 12, and you will get an amazing price for this class. And there's probably room for, I don't know, three or four more. I'll have to count and see what we got here. So for three or four or five more people is going to max it out. And so you'll need, if you want to do that, you'll need to get in there pretty quick. Now, we had people, the last one we did, $495 a person. We had people fly in here from Iowa and California. And I think that was the two farthest ones there for full price. So for this one, you can really, you can just about pay for your, just about pay for some of your travel with the savings on this one. Minnie, we're working on that. I promise we are. We're trying to get that going here, and we may wind up getting the final touches on it on this last, next class that we're doing. There's the, whoops, let me get rid of that one. That is not what we need here. Okay. There you go. Indiana Bones just put the correct deal up there. Victor Charlie Mike 12. When you go to checkout, that's going to be your coupon code. You put that in there for an amazing price on this class. There's going to be some changes, some major changes to Just Measures Radio Network coming up, and I am sure that you will approve. I think you'll like it. Changes coming up here, they'll be announced end of the week, and the changes should be complete first show after at the end of the month. I can't tell you what those changes are just yet, but I think you'll approve. I think you're going to like it. We'll just leave it at that for the time being. Okay, that's all the classes we have. We're got people wanting to, we're got. How'd you like that for hillbilly talk there? We have people that are wanting to take the combat medic class again in February. So stay tuned for that. We may have another class first two part to the middle of February coming up here. All right, let me take a little break here, and then we'll come back here and got some more neat stories for you, I think.
You have a weapon?
Yeah, a big one, yeah.
You sure you want to get cute with me? You have a backup weapon?
Never had the need.
Get one. Keep that in your suit unless I tell you to take it out. Get yourself a Glock. Lose that nickel-plated sissy pistol.
Criminals prefer an unarmed public. Our nation's worst crime statistics and most horrific recent events have taken place in areas that are known to be no-carry zones for law-abiding citizens. There's a reason schools make such good targets for gun violence. Only the criminal will be armed.
And I had to chuckle because then I noticed he had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that.
It's about the weapons, the guns. Where did the killer get them?
They're shocked at how easy it is to purchase a gun.
It is simply too easy to obtain a firearm.
While the gun is considered an instrument of war by many, to me, it is clearly an instrument of peace and liberty. The gun promotes peace in the hands of peaceful people. The gun has no mind of its own, it has no morals, and it has no conscience. In the same moment that the gun takes a life, it can be saving one and not be able to distinguish the difference. The gun and its use, for good or for evil, is solely at the discretion of its bearer.
It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could.
Gun levels the playing field when confronted by larger men, armed men, multiple attackers, and tyrannical governments. The right of self-preservation, the right to possess that gun, was afforded me by my maker and is non-negotiable. It is not up for consideration or discussion by any man or group of men on this earth. The right to bear arms is what protects my other rights, and considering the source of that right, it cannot and will not be taken away or disguised as some watered-down compromise. Few rights that man is born with, and it has been that way since the dawn of time. The Constitution of the United States enumerates those rights for us, and the protection that it affords us is comforting. However, the Constitution has been ignored, gagged, whisked away to an office full of men that have taken pleasure in violating her, leaving her torn and bleeding, unable to help herself. People that were appointed stewards over her have been neglectful. They have been lured into complacency and have inadvertently turned a blind eye towards this criminal act. We, the people, have been distracted. We were promised safety and protection by the very men that have perpetrated this vile deed. Without the support and protection of free men, dedicated, patriotic Americans, the Constitution is truly nothing more than a piece of paper.
Remember real clear years ago in the swamps of South Georgia, cane pole and crossman in my hands, all I needed to be growed up. Made ice cream and barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane Ram on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answer to what I'd done. Hoops today, blood forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sailed. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
We have a message for those that would take our guns away, whomever they may be. From whatever country, whatever unconstitutional faction they may belong to, please understand that we have had everything taken from us that we are willing to surrender. Some of us have been shooting since before many of you were born. Many of us were trained by the same people that trained you, and some of us, through years of experience, know tricks that they haven't taught you yet. Think of your families and your future with them as we have done. We have decided that our future and that of our children cannot and will not be without freedom. We are willing to die to defend those God-given rights if need be. The question that each of you must ask yourselves, are you willing to die to take them away?
From Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Can't help but think of that song when I think of that name. Okay, let's move on here. We've got, let me shut that off. This is an interesting story. There were some inmates in Nassau County, New York. The officers, correction officers, they're a little put out as to how this happened and them not knowing about it. What it does is demonstrate the corruption and the lack of security in this prison. Some of the inmates, the prison staff, said that they don't have any idea how this happened. And the county's... There's a video that was released earlier this year called I Be About It. And has a number of artists, including DJ Self, Mano, Vato, Uncle Murda, Big B. I don't know who all these people are. But they somehow managed to get back into prison to film this video and got out again. Yeah, that's what it says. Said how they actually arranged to shoot the video is unknown, but it is likely that they had made enough connections during their time behind bars to gain access to the prison for creative purposes. The president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association is horrified that it was this easy for former inmates to return and film a music video. Now, that's funny right there. I don't care who you are. One guy's name is Mano. I guess that's how you pronounce it. He did 10 years for kidnapping. One guy's name is Uncle Murda. And he was arrested for attempted murder of a police officer. No one did background checks. No one did any kind of security checks. And this video is disgusting. As disgusting as this video is, they do have the right to film it, but Nassau County doesn't have to give them the keys to the jail to film it. Corrections Union, the police-friendly websites, have labeled this as an anti-cop song, and while it doesn't seem overtly political at face value, there are a number of interesting scenes that make total mockery of the U.S. justice system. Hell, the very fact that they made the video makes a total mockery of the justice system. I mean, it's not a... I can't play the video, but it's a little vile in a spot or two. Anyway, I think that's funny. Why would you even want to risk that? That's kind of you spend 10 years in jail. Really, you're going to try to get back in there? Good night, Mother Earth, if I haven't missed you already. But they hey, let's sneak back in there and make a video. What would have happened if they'd got caught? I'm thinking somebody would have been grossly disappointed. One of them things. Okay, let's look here. I've got, Bobby is looking. I have to throw this in there just because this is my absolute favorite caliber. We're going to jump off of the political stuff for a few minutes. Bobby's looking at getting a 22 Magnum. And... I've done entire shows on the 22 Magnum before. We're not going to do that long. But I got to tell you, the 22 Magnum is probably one of my absolute, certainly one of the top three most favorite useful calibers of everything that exists out there. You can do so much with that. It is a damn powerful little round for a rimfire. It, as expensive as it is compared to what it was when I was a kid, it's still cheap for the performance that you get out of it. There's not too much in North America that you can't do with the 22 Magnum. It's fast. It's remarkably accurate. It's hard hitting. You can carry, you know, 1,000 rounds in the pockets of your jeans. It shoots 22 WRF Winchester. Yeah, 22 Winchester rimfire. In addition to the 22 WMR, which is Winchester Magnum rimfire. They're two completely different cartridges. But the WRF is like shooting a 22 long or a 22 short. in a 22 long rifle chamber. They're perfectly safe. They're perfectly accurate. They're a little cheaper. And Indiana Bones, that's one of mine, too. Like I said, the 22 Magnum is one of my three favorite calibers. And I think... I don't know whether that would be three favorite long gun or if I would say that probably .338-06, .308, and .22 Magnum would be my three favorite rifle calibers, although I do very much like .30-30 and .44 Magnum in a lever-action rifle. But in a handgun, I wouldn't mind one of the double action 22 Magnums that they make. Taurus and Ruger and Smith all make good 22 Magnum double action revolvers. Ruger makes the best single action revolver. And nobody at the present time makes a good, reliable, accurate semi-automatic. The closest thing out there would be the Winchester, the Kel-Tec, I think it's a PMR-30. They're okay. They're kind of cheesy and cheap. They're not nearly, don't nearly have the accuracy that the cartridge is capable of. But they shoot. They're okay. There's Katie Brad. We haven't seen you in here for a long time either. We got people finding our temporary site here. That we don't expect. Chamber pressures I think are about the same, but then chamber pressures for the 9mm and the 40 Smith & Wesson are the same too. So if you take that same chamber pressure and apply it to a larger inside diameter case with more length, you get pretty good performance out of it. But let's see. There's no one that makes a semi-automatic handgun except the Kel-Tec. AMT made one for a while. It was and I'm really disappointed that this one didn't take off. You still find a few of them out there. It's modeled after the Ruger semi-automatic 22. But AMT is long since now out of business, and there's some out there still. Whether they're worth buying and not be able to get any repair parts or anything for it, I don't know. But that's the only semi-automatic handgun that I'm aware of out there, other than the Kel-Tec. Lots of single actions, lots of double actions. As far as rifles go, there's every conceivable action that exists in a rifle you can find in a 22 Magnum. There's lever actions, there's pumps, there's... of course, single shots, bolt actions. The semi-automatics are a little scarce. The only one that's currently made that's worth anything at all is made by Magnum Research. And it's a good, accurate, but it's about $800. The Ruger 10/22 Magnum is not made anymore. You can still find a few of them every once in a while on Gun Broker and things like that. Remington made one. I think it was the 597 or something like that. What a piece of junk it was. It's absolute junk. Don't spend your money on one. And I believe there might have been some H&R used to make one, a semi-automatic, a magazine-fed, a box magazine-fed semi-automatic, and it was a great gun. It was damn sure a shooter, too. I don't know why they discontinued it. It was an awesome shooter. I used to have one. Brad, I appreciate that, buddy, and I'm glad that you found us. Be sure and stick around for some big changes coming up here in the next couple of weeks, and everything will get settled back into a permanent deal. We've had trouble with the chat room and that kind of stuff, so there's going to be some changes made. Like I said, I think everybody's going to have a very much approve of these changes. Anyway, that's now 22 ammo. Indiana Bones, the 17 HMR is a neat gun. It's an accurate little gun. But I was woefully disappointed in the performance, especially at longer range. It's accurate enough, but it just doesn't have the poop that it needs for some of the things that I liked. I had one for a while, and I abandoned it. I'll never have another one. You couldn't run fast enough to give me another one. But it was. I'll give it one thing. It was accurate, exceedingly accurate. But. Anyway, as far as ammo goes, there's not a whole lot of it out there right now. You find it a little bit once in a while, box here and there. It's not overly high priced when you find it. It's pretty reasonable. You just can't find it. Same with 22s. Really tough to find it right now. I'm expecting that there's going to be some people, you know, some. I suspect that there's been some hoarded and set back here for Christmas. I think that probably a few days before Christmas you may be able to jump out there and find a few boxes of 22 and 22 Magnum, but I've got quite a bit of 22 Magnum put away, and I want you to know that's definitely one of my poop hit the fan calibers here for later on down the road. Not sure. Black Lightning by Mitchell's Mausers. What is that? Is that a 22 Magnum? What is that? Now there are some custom guns out there. I mean, there's not any lot of them that are mass produced, but there are quite a few custom guns out there. Yeah, Mitchell's Mausers has Black Lightning 22 Magnum. That would be, I'm sure that is, let's see, it says that it's a semi-automatic. I don't know anything about it whatsoever. Let me check and see here. It's a PDF. I haven't got time to download a PDF right now. I'll check into that later, Brad. Thank you for putting that up there. I'd like to check on that, man. Let's see. All right, let's move on. We got a couple more things here before we get done. There was a plumber in Texas that traded his truck in, and now he is catching everlasting hell. He traded it in, and he neglected to take the sign off the door and everything. And he's been getting some hate mail and some hate calls. It didn't have anything to do with his plumbing. It had everything to do with Syrian rebels, Syrian terrorists. The somehow or another, this truck went to auction, still wearing the name, phone number, and everything. Mark 1 Plumbing out of Texas City, Texas. And he traded it in, auctioned, got his new vehicle, went on about his business. And this would have been October of last year. So a year later, we fast forward here. And we find that this truck has appeared on Twitter, but not as a plumber's truck. The says the fast cash nature of auto auctions makes it difficult to figure out exactly how the cast-off Mark I truck went from Texas City, Texas, to apparently the front lines of Islamic extremist rebel group Ansar al-Din fight in the Syrian Civil War. But he said it's made a lot of headaches for him. Had to reassure people over and over, no, the Texas-owned, family-owned Texas business does not support terrorists. We have a secretary here, and she's scared to death. We all have families. We don't want any problems. So this is a... so just a little bit of... advice for you: if you decide to auction your truck off and you have the company name on it, You might want to go ahead and scrape all that off before you do that, and maybe even give it a quick paint job, because these people are really having a hard time here. It says the truck likely passed through numerous hands and ended up on a dealer's lot in Syria before Mark I Plumbing had fully broken in the vehicle and replaced this F-250. From there, it looks like let me put this picture in the chat room for you. This is kind of funny, I think. There you go. Check that out. Does that look like your local plumber's truck there? Yeah. Oh well. Okay. All right, Doc, thanks for letting the cat out of the bag. I appreciate that. Yeah, we've got Mini Men Pen's got a new dating service there, and I'm gonna be running it for her, or sponsoring it for her. So Doc let the cat out of the bag now. Actually, that's not exactly what's going on here at the end of the month, but I don't know. I think you'll approve anyway. Okay, let's see if we can get another one in here. Sure we can. It's only a quarter till. I may have to struggle around here for, believe it or not, I just dove in. My wonderful wife come and got me about, what was it? A little over an hour ago, hour and a half ago, as I got in from, maybe 2 hours, from Washington. And we were out there in the dark and the cold and the snow and getting everything transferred out of one truck and into the other and getting all my trash picked up out of the other one and then getting back out here. So it's been nonstop fun from a week ago tonight until tonight. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I still think it was the funnest road trip and the best rally I've ever been to in my life, and I have been to a bunch of them. All right, let me see here. 14-year-old kid. It's a great story on one hand, because the kid had the presence of mind and the knowledge and the experience to take care of business. But the other thing is, who in the hell would want any of their children, really at any age, but certainly under the age of 18, to have to kill somebody? Well, that's exactly what happened. This kid, Charlotte, North Carolina, two guys broke into the house here, and what they weren't expecting was a 14-year-old kid with a gun. It doesn't say what kind of gun, doesn't say give a great details on that, but it does say that two intruders attempted to break into the home. The second one fled the scene. The first one, however, sprung too many leaks and was not able to escape. He was actually carried out in a sack. So, and I think that's awesome. Like I said, I hate for a kid to have to do that, but he was able to. He saved his grandmother. He was there visiting with his grandmother. And he said, it's not something you can be proud of, but I'm happy the way it turned out because my wife is getting over an illness. That was what the grandfather said here. What would have happened if he hadn't have been there? That's all I can tell you. What would have happened? He said he heard about the break-in and shooting from a neighbor. Many of the neighbors were shocked. I hope they do catch the person that ran away. Well, if they already have. Anyway, so. The intruder pronounced dead at the scene. I wish we had more details on what kind of gun was used and how many shots it took and all that. I like to have all the details, but anyway. Let's see. Hang on just a second. Let me see if we can pull some details up here. There's bound to be something real quick we can check here. Mecklenburg County is where it happened at. Southeast Mecklenburg County. Here we go. We might get a little bit out of this. Two intruders, police identified 18 and 22 years old, attempted to break in. According to the Investigators.
Just broke in the house and we shot.
Here we go.
A 911 call just released minutes after police say a 14-year-old shot and killed another teen trying to break into his home.
The guy outside is lying there. He might be dead.
The teen's grandmother dialed 911 moments after last night's attempted break-in. I'm Blair Miller.
I'm Erica Bryant. We've been following every development in this story after we first brought it to you as breaking news last night at 5. Eyewitness News reporter Mark Becker just listened to those 911 calls. He's live in the neighborhood tonight with more on why this family might have been targeted. Mark?
Yeah, Erica, we're told, first of all, that that 14-year-old boy is here at home tonight with his grandparents. His grandfather told me a little while ago he was taking a nap, which is not surprising given the fact he didn't get much sleep last night. And you certainly understand why when you hear even just a little snippet of that 911 call that his grandmother made moments later.
Everything happened so fast.
It was the 14-year-old's grandmother we hear on the call, frantically describing for a 911 operator what had just happened.
We're home. He's out there bleeding, for God's sake. He broke our window. He was coming in.
He broke the glass and hands. It was going through the window. And that's when my grandson says, stop. I got a gun. Stop. Stop.
Perfect.
Kept coming. Well, that's when he starts shooting.
Today, George Wyant showed us exactly where his grandson had fired those shots. At least one hit 18-year-old Issei Del Cid. He was dead on the scene by the time police got here. Officers arrested his brother, 22-year-old Carlos Del Cid, several hours later. Police sources tell us Carlos Del Cid had a history of drug abuse, and this wasn't the first time he'd targeted this home.
This is just twice. No, they did it twice.
George Wyatt told us that first time Del Cid had been here working on the air conditioning system and stole prescription pills. The second time he smashed the window.
All right, that's enough of the story there. Well, I have news for you here. We found out what the gun was. Said he fired about three times. At least one hit the intruder. Ready? Wait just a minute. I have something for you here. Give me just a second. I gotta find it. Here we go. It was the new Glock 42 380. At least one of them hit the guy, and he was dead on the scene.
You have a weapon?
Yeah, a big one. How about you?
You sure you want to get cute with me?
You have a backup weapon?
Never had the need.
Get one. Keep that in your suit unless I tell you to take it out.
Get yourself a Glock. Lose that nickel-plated sissy pistol.
And there you have it. All right. That's thank you, Amanda. I appreciate that. Let me read. I'm looking at the chat room here, trying to catch up with what's going on here. All right. We're just about done, and I want to remind everyone about our combat medic class coming up. 27th and 28th. We'll have another one coming up probably mid-February. And the Arms Expo up in Olympia, Washington. Not sure of the exact place yet where that's going to be, but there will be an Arms Expo. This will be exactly the same as the private gun show that we had in Pine Top, sponsored by Southwest Shooting Authority, back a couple of years ago. This will be obviously a much larger scale, but it's going to be the exact same thing. You go and buy, sell, trade, swap, barter guns, and with no, if you want a receipt, fine. If you don't, fine. If you want, it's up to you. It's all the way, or the restoration of America, the way it's supposed to be. Yes, I have every intention of going up there. And the following weekend, I believe it's 27th, 28th of June, 2015, we'll be conducting a three-day personal defense handgun class over in Yakima again. It's going to be very much the a mirror image of what we did this last weekend, except we're going to stretch it out over about 8 or 9 days. So I'm going to be up there longer, do more stuff. So if you guys, especially you in Washington and in the Pacific Northwest, if you want to get in on that class sometime before June, you got plenty of time to save your money and get your ammo. You're going to need a minimum of 800 rounds of ammo for that class. And we'll let you know as soon as we get as soon as we get all the details on that, we'll share that with you. Okay. We have some great news coming up for you for Just Measures Radio Network. Be some changes made coming up here at the end of the month. Well, here in a couple of weeks. And they will be announced maybe Friday, certainly Monday. So anyway. All right, guys, have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow for the all firearms-related version of the Shooting Bench, or at least as much as possible, with all the news that's coming in right now and all the politics and stuff that's happening. It's just almost impossible to do that anymore. But we make every effort to spend our time all on guns on Thursday night. Indiana Bones, Brad, Amanda, you, some of you new guys, thanks for showing up, and I hope you come back. And we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Thanks for joining me. Okay, let's call it a day. Thank you for joining me. Join me every Monday through Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific time for the Shooting Bench right here on Just Measures Radio Network. Let freedom.